It's not as shocking as it used to be to mention our country's incarceration rate. The U.S., known as the land of the free, has the sixth highest rate of people behind bars. The reason it's not as shocking is because we used to be number one when it came to locking up a percentage of our population. Most states taking marijuana off the table in the war on drugs, as well as other reforms, have led to a big drop in the number of prisoners. But more than 500 people out of every 100,000 living in America are locked up, so there's still room for reform. As those words come out of my mouth, you may be thinking, huh, I thought that Jim Sharp guy was a Law and Order dude. Guess what? I am, and not just because I'm a fan of that old show. We need more police in the city of Phoenix and a city council that supports the police. And one of the reasons I think we could let a few more nonviolent offenders out from behind bars is to make sure we have enough room in our jails and prisons for the real pieces of cock-a-doodie, like a guy who was just busted for assault and attempted kidnapping at Sky Harbor. 61-year-old Michael Colville was picked up after surveillance cameras at the airport confirmed his identity and the story of a woman who says as she was loading her bags into her car in an economy lot on Friday, Colville pushed her from behind and asked, "Do you want to die today?" She didn't. After kicking him in the groin and knocking his glasses off, he eventually gave up and walked away. Video shows the victim being followed by a man with glasses who isn't wearing them later, and photo detection software also identified Colville. The victim confirmed it was him in a photo lineup. According to court documents, Colville is already on probation for sexual assault, yet a judge gave him an opportunity to walk out of jail by only ordering a $50,000 bond. If suspects are charged with assault and attempted kidnapping while on probation for sexual assault, we Law and Order types should not be embarrassed to insist that they be remanded in custody while awaiting trial. And yes, I'm not embarrassed to admit that I learned that verbiage from watching Law and Order.